Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
All right, guys, 7:23. It's a Bill and Jessica show. Quick weather, Jess, please.
Good morning. It's going to be partly cloudy today with some rain showers, possible storms later on as well. Temps in the lower 70s.
All right, we got a lot of stuff going on. Coming up, we do have a phone check with Clarissa Jenkins. We're right in the middle of talking about this craziest, unique way that you found a date in real life. There's a trending story about a guy in Louisville that was standing on a street corner with a no girlfriend, please help sign. Now, he lists his name as Jason, and then he likes dogs and cats and all animals, likes to talk, likes long walks. People online were kind of skeptical. They didn't know if it was legit or not. Maybe he was paying off a bet from the boys or trying to get attention. But nonetheless, right. The question was put out there. What's the craziest or unique way that you found a date in real life? We put the question out to you guys. 397 said, I found my man through Snapchat.
Oh, through Snap. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
258. Said, I was at a bar. The single person bathrooms line was packed. It was my turn, and I went in to do number one, and a random girl snuck in on me. What? A random girl snuck in on me. I was at the urinal, and she used the toilets. I asked her out while we were doing our business, and it went well for some time.
What?
Wait a minute. She slipped in the men's bathroom? What were y'all like?
Oh, she went into the stall.
Yeah, what were y'all like, drunk?
It has to be. You said it was a bar, so.
Yeah, and then you asked her, that is a crazy, unique way.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And he was using the bathroom.
What? That's crazy.
And it worked. He said it worked for some time.
Man. So you were in line, and you went in. And to use a urinal, and she snuck in the same bathroom as you, and you guys
crazy.
Like met, and you asked
That's
her
crazy.
Out. That is wild.
Yes,
that's wild, y'all. He says no. There was a stall divider. Well, whatever. Same difference. Whatever.
Stall divider.
I think that one wins for the most craziest, unique way that you found a date in real life. I think that one wins.
You win the prize.
Yes. All right. So. Yesterday, I told you my wife and I went to Marshall's.
Yep.
And she found this Dubai chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we've tasted the one from JB Crunch. We both liked it. It was freeze-dried.
Yes.
Okay. So, I've been wanting to try, you know, this version of the Dubai chocolate. This has been trending all over social media. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's a little bit pricey at different places. This one wasn't too bad, though. It was $11.99.
Okay. How many pieces?
It says it's 7 servings, about 3 pieces per serving.
Okay.
So here, I'll show the camera here. Again, we're live up on our TikTok at Power 101.7 FM. Also,
nice.
We're on Facebook. So we're going to do this taste test.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go. The Dubai chocolate. There you go, Jess.
Thank you.
They're individual pieces. Okay. It's not like a big chocolate bar.
That.
But individual pieces. And we'll show you guys. So here we go.
This is milk chocolate.
Yes, milk chocolate.
Pistachio.
Mmm.
Oh, this has a little crunchy.
A little bit. I like it.
It is good. Okay. I would buy this.
Mm-hmm. I would give this probably a 10 out of 10. I really like that one.
That is good.
I like that one. I've been wanting to try the one that was a freeze-dried.
It has a little crunch in the center, but not as much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. 10 out of 10. What would you say?
Yeah, I give it a great review. 10
okay.
out of 10.
All right. Very good.
It's
very
delicious.
Good, guys. Again, round of applause for the Dubai chocolate. Thank you.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That was a good find.
Yeah.
Perfect size. Wrapped individually like that.
Nice.
I would get that as a gift and put it in somebody's little gift basket.
Make them feel rich. Yeah.
I like that.
Let's see, 668. My hubby picked me up at a Friendly's bar in New Jersey. We're still together 20 years later.
Wow.
Hashtag Rogers. Okay, yes. Wow. Very good.
I remember that bar in Jersey.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. 20 years later, still together,
wow,
going
that's
strong.
That's awesome.
It is the Bill and Jessica Show. Let's get into this phone check with Clarissa Jenkins. It's 728 on a Taco Tuesday. Good morning.
Hello.
Time for another phone check. For real.
Clarissa Jenkins.
Glad.
Hi, can I speak to Michelle, please?
She's not here. Can I ask who's calling?
This is Officer Alina Iverson calling from the State Patrol Board.
This is Lacey. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, this is Lacey. What's going on?
Okay, ma'am, why'd you just do that?
I thought somebody just called my phone and I thought you were a bill collector. Until you said you're a police officer. What can I do for you?
Okay, that's not smart, okay?
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Do you own a beat-up red Cavalier, look like a toothless person be driving it?
Yes.
We just pulled over a gentleman who was driving the car without a license, and we currently have him in custody.
Okay.
Why is he doing that, Heifer?
I'm not sure.
And he says it's registered to you, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Now, what made you think it was a good idea that he could drive your car without a license, you Costco ho?
I'm not positive why.
$10 says you ain't positive about a lot of things in your life, especially your sexual choices.
No, I didn't know he was driving today. What can I do something?
Well, for starters, you can gather a handful of those pennies in that jar in your trailer and get your car out of impound.
Yeah, I can do that. All right, what about him?
Funny you say that, because upon a background check, we found that he was wanted for sexual assault.
He's wanted?
You got that right, Moose Knuckle.
He's on probation right now. I know he's on probation.
That's right. And apparently there were charges filed against him for inappropriate sexual behavior.
By who?
By a zookeeper.
What?
Yeah, something about putting goat feed in his pants, and then he stood over a goat that was sleeping, and he was doing a little gyration, watching it shake down.
Are you joking right now? This has got to be a joke.
Ma'am, sexually taunting zoo animals is not a joke, okay? Let's get that straight.
Okay, sorry. You're kind of upsetting me.
Upsetting you, ma'am? This is upsetting me when I hear these charges against poor goats.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Especially from someone who's on probation and wanted.
He's not wanted for what?
I just told you, enabler. Listen, open your ears.
Okay. Where can I come get my kids at?
At the police station in the city of being phone checked.
Oh, my God. Clarissa! Oh, my God. I love you guys.
Oh! You just been phone checked.
Clarissa Jenkins. Yeah, baby.